What is truth? Well, that's the question that the Roman governor Pilate asked Jesus when Jesus was standing before him on trial. Now, it would have been interesting to know what tone of voice Pilate used or what facial expression he had when he asked that question. I mean, was he businesslike, just looking for the facts related to Jesus' case? Was he being sarcastic in truth? What is truth? Or was he being more reflective and sincere? What is truth? What's ultimately true, and how do we know? Well, if we're going to talk about truth, I suppose we're going to have to start with some kind of definition. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines truth as that which accords with fact or reality. In other words, truth is what really is, what really exists. A couple things that the Bible tells us about truth that are very significant. One, that it's part of God's own character. In Deuteronomy 32:4, God is called the God of truth. In fact, we're told in the book of Hebrews that it's so much part of his nature that it's impossible for God to lie. Now, that's not true of us, is it? I mean, we lie quite easily and quite readily. Second thing, though, that the Bible tells us about truth is that because God is eternal, and truth itself is eternal and doesn't change. In other words, 2 plus 2 equals 4 today. It will forever in the future, and it always equaled 4 in eternity past. It doesn't change based on time or place or anything like that. You know, weather changes, fashion changes, but God doesn't change, so neither can truth. Third thing that the Bible tells us, though, is that truth is the same for everyone. There's no what's true for you is true for you, and what's true for me is true for me. I mean, the fact that water is wet, that's true whether you're a plumber or the president, whether you're the youngest child in a crib or an old man sitting in a nursing home. There is no my truth and your truth. There's only the truth. Now, fourth thing that the Bible tells us about truth, though, is that because it's out there, everyone's accountable to it. We're all accountable to the truth, to know it and also to live by it. And indeed, to live outside of truth is to live outside of reality and is, in a sense, a form of insanity then, right? And to know the truth and yet reject or ignore it, that's actually rebellion against God, the God of truth. The Bible tells us that we will be judged by how we responded to the truth that God has revealed to mankind. Well, where do we find that truth, especially the truth about God? Well, we're told in Scripture that there's three ways that God has revealed himself. First of all, he's revealed himself through nature. That is, through the things that he's made, we can make certain assumptions, or deductions, I should say, about God and that he's there and things like that. The Bible in the book of Romans chapter 1 talks about how mankind actually suppresses the knowledge of truth that we have through what's been created and also what's inside of us, what God has planted inside of us. It says this, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That is, they hold it down. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they're without excuse. Well, what that passage and other ones in the Scripture tell us is that people see the flowers, the trees, they study biology, astronomy, and they know that these things didn't happen just by chance. We recognize, so to speak, the fingerprint of God over all of what he creates. And not only do we see the things coming, the information coming from the outside in, but that passage I just read said that there's information already within us. That is, that God has downloaded into our hearts and minds a certain knowledge of him that all people possess just by the fact that they're created in his image. And so when I talk to people and, you know, ask them about God, you know, I don't spend much time trying to prove it. I just show them, appeal to them, their own conscience, that they know there's a God. And that's what the Scripture tells us here. But there's a more important way that God reveals himself other than just general or natural revelation. That's through special revelation. That means through his word, the Scripture. You know, there's a number of years ago, we were in our church, we were doing Bible clubs in the schools. And they were quite popular with the students, but of course a couple parents got upset and made a complaint, and then there were threats of a lawsuit. And one of the girls who was attending the Bible clubs, who was in about fourth grade at the time, she was quite upset. She was not from a church background, but she liked what she was hearing. And she was upset that they were trying to take it away from her. And I asked her when I was talking to her why she thought they were trying to take the Bible clubs away. And she pointed down to my Bible and she said, "They're afraid of this. They're afraid of the truth book." And that phrase always stuck with me, the truth book. The Bible, Jesus himself says, "Thy word is truth." And so we can know about God, we can know about truth through the book that is the truth. But there's a second way that we know about God, a special revelation, and that's through his Son. There's a verse in the book of Hebrews in the Bible that says this. It was the writer is writing to Jewish people, the chosen people of God. He says, "Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets, and now in these final days, he's spoken to us through his Son." In other words, we know who God is. We know the truth about God because he's come and lived among us. That's what the Bible teaches in the incarnation, that Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, became man, and came to earth and lived among us. So if you would want to find truth and know the truth that will save you, it can only be found in Jesus Christ, who's presented to us in the Bible, which is God's Word. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Pilate had the truth standing before him, and he didn't recognize it. He asked Jesus, "What is truth?" But he never stuck around to hear the answer. I hope that you will stick around on our website long enough to hear and respond to the truth that God has revealed.